880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. We've got a great show for you today. Wanda, you're going to kick off the show today with you and Polo having that interview about doggy dating. And then in the second half of the show, I've got John Chang. He's the Senior Vice President and National Director of Research Services at Marcus & Millichap. We're going to talk about what he's seeing in the commercial real estate and why diversification makes sense in your portfolio and where he sees the real estate investing opportunities. It's going to be a great second half of the show, a great first half of the show, and a great middle of the show. Sounds like a great show. So let's get it started, Wanda.
Hang on.
All right. Let's go. We got to get some doggy dating going here. I see my friends on Facebook Live are watching me disco out there. It's great stuff. I love it. And hey, everybody, if you're looking to disco, or hey, if you're just looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi down in Key West. They've got them all. And I'm in the market for a new car. I'm going to check out all these great nameplates. Why? Because they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anytime for 4 years. Went a little fast there. You can call them for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful, lovely wife, Vivian. I love you, honey. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. $1!
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
What's today?
Thursday. Is this Thursday?
Not quite.
Friday?
Is it Friday already?
Not yet, but close.
So close I can taste it.
So close I can smell it.
Yeah, sorry. That was me.
Ew, gross.
The day is Thursday. The time is
showtime. On 880, The Biz.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
And maybe you need real estate capital. If you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you close your deal real fast. Give me a call. One person makes the decision. We can commit in one day, close in a week. So if you need cash, give us a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you got a lot of equity you built up in your home or your business. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll help you get that cash out. That's right, cash out mortgage. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, yeah. Wanda, woo! Yes. That's right. We're going to do a webinar on that in a couple of weeks with some of the other people. But yes, top 10 real estate, commercial real estate. I'm smoking hot. But hey, you and Polo were smoking the other day when you were talking about the doggy dating thing. I know everybody wants to hook up their dog. So let's get at it.
Okie dokie. Our guest is Lee Isaacson, I'm saying that correctly, with the new app. It's the Dig app. It's a dog dating
a dog person's dating app. I want to say it all correctly. I should just say how it was given to me so I don't mess it up. Now, if you're lucky enough to own a dog, you know that things never always work out with that someone, especially if they're not as into your dog as you are. Dig founders Casey and Lee with us today and her sister built the first dating app that connects dog people based on what's most important to them. They help plan a dog-friendly date, features daily deals from pet companies, promoting rescue and foster groups, which is a great thing to do with Dig events. With me now is Lee. Welcome to Miami. I know you guys are launching the Miami app. Tell me about that.
Sure. So we're Dig, the dog person's dating app, and we go city by city across the country to get the word out. And the way we do that is these big free dog-friendly events to really focus on bringing dog people together. It's what the app's all about, and so we try to do the events.
And people always say, you're not hooking up dogs, right?
Correct. Right. Yeah, we're not a breeding app, right? Absolutely not. It's all about compatibility for people, right? And if you're a dog person, you know exactly what that means when you're looking for a dog person. Yeah. That's trustworthiness. That's maybe a little bit more athletic. That's understanding body language. You know, it's not something you might check off on another dating app. Like, I want someone who understands my body language.
Yeah.
But when you think about how you interact with each other, what's important in your home, in your lifestyle, understanding each other at that level is so important to get out at the front and make sure you have that conversation. And it's a dating app with more dog photos, so it's not necessarily going to be a bad thing.
And you can't fake the dog stuff, right? You have to have a dog.
You don't have to have a dog. So half of our users don't have a dog yet. Yes. So we find, especially when we go city by city, the dog friendliness of each city is different. So a lot of places, younger people don't have a lot of options for renting houses that are dog friendly, you know, maybe right when they're out of college. And so we see a lot of people, I just want to date someone with a dog. Or, you know, I talk to our military friends and they're like, I travel so much, I just want to date someone with a dog back home. And I'm like,
I
get that.
You want me for my dog.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, can you blame
them? If it works out, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
or maybe
getting
you want to find someone
who
get a dog within the future. The other piece too is not all dogs get along. So maybe you have a dog and you need to find someone who loves dogs but doesn't have one. And what an odd conversation outside of Dig
love
to
dogs,
have,
but they
right?
Don't, okay.
Yeah.
So what about people that have dogs and want to meet other dog people? That seems like intense dating.
Yes. So we have tips and tricks from vets and trainers to make sure the date goes well. Especially things like, you know, when you introduce the dogs, make sure you're in neutral territory.
Right.
So you're not inviting them over to your house to bring the dog in with bones all over the place or anything like that.
Really
right.
Important.
Meet at a dog park on the app. Once you match with someone, you can actually plan a dog friendly date right from the app. So you can search for the closest dog friendly restaurant and dog park. I think dog parks are the greatest date idea.
How's Miami on the map as far as dog friendliness goes?
Miami is extraordinarily dog friendly.
Good.
You know, when you compare it to other
cities.
Come
a long way, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that. But when you compare it to other cities too, it also makes sense. You've got enough things outdoors that, you know, dogs can be a part of compared to cities like Boston, where you don't even have the space outside the restaurant to even have a patio, right? But you've got dog beaches here. You've got the Canine Film Festival.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Been a part of that twice.
Very cool. You've got apartment complexes promoting that they're dog friendly with a water bowl right when you walk in the door, right? And so those things really, really stand out. Obviously, everyone wants a little bit more, you know, closer access to vets and, you know, but your dog parks are pristine.
Great.
They are
doggy
pretty great.
We have a lot of doggy daycare stuff around here too as well. Like, and one of my friends actually has a center up in Fort Lauderdale where they take them on day trips and stuff like that. It's really awesome. So there's lots going on for dogs. Now, how did you guys get to the app?
Great question. I love this story. My sister was dating a guy who tried to be a dog person for her. And
I know exactly
where this is going. So he, you know, by the end didn't want the dog in his apartment. He put towels down on the couch so the dog didn't touch anything. And she said to me, I wish I just knew from the start that this wasn't going to work because of my dog.
Yeah.
We looked into it. 55% of single adults in the U.S. are pet owners, with dogs leading the way, and more every day. So we said, all right, you've got this growing trend of younger people with dogs, and you've got this growing trend of dating apps, and people are wanting such a change in their dating apps. You know, people on dating apps today are spending 9 to 10 hours a week on their dating apps, and they're using 3 or 4 at a time. And so the passion's there,
that's
the dedication's there, but it's a part-time job.
It is
actually a part-time job. Nobody wants that.
Are there people that you can get to do that for you?
Yeah, pretty sure there are. But so the way people are turning now is moving to niche dating apps, right? They're like, what can we say cut out all of these people that don't agree with this, this, and this. Right. And so for us, cut to the chase. Find a dog person that aligns with you in how you're going to spend your money. Does your dog sleep in the bed?
That's a great first question.
It's really
important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how long is the app? When did you start?
We first launched Dig on the App Store for iPhones last Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
And we've been launching city by city. We launched for Androids in... And you hear our dog in the background. Of course, we always have a dog with us.
Of course.
But we launched for Android back in October, and now we've just been going national nonstop. And
excellent.
City by city, we've been traveling, meeting all the dog lovers of the U.S.
Well, are you having any dating events at your openings?
So at our events, we try to not focus on calling them singles events because...
Okay.
Icky, right? Like nobody really...
Speed dating?
Well, you know, we have a speed dating event in New York. It's at a luxury hotel, and that's just another level. Like we will take all of those opportunities, but most of our events are just celebrating dogs and love in the community. You know, all of our events feature adoptable dogs from local rescues in the area and local dog businesses. So we've got, you know, popsicles for dogs and humans. We've got local vets coming out. We've got local trainers coming out to help you. My favorite, though, is usually a favorite of everyone's at each event is the pet photographers.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hard to get a great photo of your
dog.
And if you need one for
you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you're secondary.
I mean, I have a challenge getting pictures of me and my dog. I mean, I have a zillion pictures of my dog. That's not a problem.
Yes.
So that's always fun. Now, I wanted to talk to you about the first National Mother's Dog Moms Day. Are you responsible for that?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
We are totally responsible.
It.
So we petitioned the National Day calendar last year to make Dog Moms Day an official national holiday.
Yay!
Yes!
Yay.
We made it a day separate from Mother's Day. You know, there's a lot of controversy on who's allowed to celebrate.
It says people are reprimanded for highlighting their pet parenthood. What's going on with that?
It's just, you know, you saw it on like the Oprah show and like who's allowed to celebrate Mother's Day and are you talking down to, you know, real parents? And I'm like, okay, if you're talking to me, like I am a real parent, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So we have our day now.
So now, every, you know, the Saturday before Mother's Day is National Dog Moms Day. It was founded by Dig. We are super excited to be able to say that. Thank you.
And thank you.
And it's just a day to celebrate dogs and love. And, you know, it's celebrating dog moms, future dog moms, and foster dog moms.
Excellent.
And so we're looking at the whole gamut of people who are just giving love to their dogs. And, you know, sometimes the dogs have a hard time saying thank you. So we just helped them out with giving them a day.
And for single moms, you know. So do we really need a holiday, another holiday for dogs and mothers, for God's sake? Of course we do. And here's the data to prove it. Government data shows many millennials are choosing to go human child free or at least delay having babies until later in life. At the same time, dog ownership and pet industry expenditures continue to rise, and it's affecting other major facets of society as well. According to Market Watch and Trust for Public Land, Jim, you'll find this interesting. Dog parks are among the fastest growing amenities in the 100 largest U.S. cities' park systems. And one-third of millennials who bought their first home, they were influenced by the need to have space for their dog. And that's according to SunTrust Mortgage. Well, I'm really glad you're here. And thanks so much for the National Moms Day. We needed that. I need another day to celebrate dog love.
I agree. Thank you.
All right. Again, Lee Isaacson, CEO and co-founder of Dig. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Check out the app. It's a free app, digdates.com, and hopefully hook up with your special someone with that very special pup. For Freed on Business, I'm Wanda Miles. Back to you, Jim.
Woof, Wanda. Excellent interview.
Well, thank you. That was fun talking to her.
It was. Now, has Polo gotten any...
I have not signed up, no.
Is this like Tinder for dogs? Who would do the swiping?
It's not for the dogs. It's for the people, but the people that love their dogs. So I would look for someone, hopefully, that loves dogs.
It really sounded very, very good. I mean, the fact that some of the dogs don't get along, the dogs like each other?
Well, no. It's about like if you have a dog and I have a dog, well, that's going to be an issue. It's like having two kids. You got to get them acquainted and hopefully they'll like each other.
It makes sense.
You got to let them meet, and that's a good dog date.
Yeah, it makes sense to do it at the dog park rather than one of the other's turf, because then if it was the other's turf, I guess they'd feel...
Exactly.
Okay, see, I know a little bit.
Yeah.
I know a little bit.
And,
I know,
you know, dogs are territorial, so...
Well, I really think I got to get my wife a dog. I think she needs one.
Well, they help a lot. They really do.
She likes the Labradoodle. What do you think?
Labradoodle? Well...
Everybody
now
has
she's
a
got
Labradoodle, right?
Who's going to walk this thing? It's a labradoodle.
What she has made. She has people that I'll hire to walk
people.
The dog. Come on.
Come
My
on.
Wife is a lady of leisure.
Well, she should walk her dog.
I think she should, too.
Give her
great exercise.
So give her a smaller dog.
Get her outside.
Get her outside.
I'll get her a teacup. What do you
she
think? A
needs
teacup.
To work teacup, out little outside.
Person, little teeny dog. That.
Yeah, it's too tiny.
I think she needs a real dog, one that's got a little meat on it that
you know
she
what,
can hug and go.
Speaking of which, how many pets are in your family? We're taking a survey at 880TheBiz. Go to our contest and survey page. But I'm thinking, what kind of a dog would Vivian like? We should have that survey.
We should have a survey.
What kind of Vivian?
What would
kind
be
of
a dog good
for
dog
Vivian?
For a lady that lives in an apartment that doesn't have a lot of capacity to take care of the dog, but needs a lot of unconditional love?
Yeah, a lot of that. A
lot of unconditional love.
That's
I mean,
it?
I know I've got a lot. I've got this.
Dog suggestions, we're taking them. We'll take them at your website, too.
Okay, freedombusiness.com.
Please. Or the Facebook site.
Facebook, Freedom Business, Jim Fried Facebook. Yeah, who should Vivian get for a dog? Yeah. I'm going to ask that question.
We need to figure out what kind of dog Vivian needs. Something that, you know, she can handle.
All
that's
right.
Not too big and, you know, overbearing. And when it becomes a lap dog, it won't crush her.
So how about my shirt? How do you like my shirt today?
I like your shirt. I like all your Marlin wear. I mean...
Yeah, this is a good one. This
cool.
is this is from the this is the Justin Bohr home run shirt. Justin Bohr.
I don't know who that
shirt.
Is.
I loved it. It was great. Very
is he
few
a new
people
guy?
Got that. No, he's an old guy that they already traded.
Oh, okay.
Usual story, but I like the shirt. It's funny. People have been looking at it and smiling all day. It's all about making people smile.
It is.
All right, so let's go to commercial. We'll come back. We'll make more people smile.
Be happy. You feel like a room without a roof because I'm happy. Club alone.
Well, that should be long enough for Facebook to smell it and mute it, but I don't care anymore.
Smell it and mute it.
That's what they do. They got that artificial intelligence out there, but we're doing a radio show, not a Facebook show.
Yeah.
So, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar, Audi up in Gainesville. Down in Key West, they've got them all. I'm in the market for one. I'm going to go right out. I'm going to look at all of them. I want to help Larry help me pick. Larry, make sure you get your thinking cap on and help me pick my car. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars. They all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So keep listening to the show and figure out what kind of car I'm going to get. Maybe you got suggestions. Email them or Facebook me. Hey, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Join my mom as a member of the Warren Henry family. And of course, join my beautiful wife, Vivian. She's a member of the Warren Henry family, too. In fact, you should be a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Please welcome my very good friend and the finest broadcaster,
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Hold my beer.
On 880 The Biz.
There's a new bud in town.
Timex. A global leader in watchmaking for 165 years has done the impossible. Imagine if you could add 1 hour to every day for the rest of your life.
We have always worked 24/7 to innovate. And now we work 25/7.
Time. It is the most valuable resource mankind has ever known. And now there is suddenly more time. Introducing the Timex 25th Hour, a revolutionary new timepiece that doesn't simply tell time, it creates more of it.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
25 hours a day, 60 more minutes, 3,600 more seconds. Add an extra hour to your day. Every day.
880.
Timex, the 25th Hour.
The Biz.
It's about time.
Amen, brother.
That was tremendous, Wanda.
Sure.
I need that watch immediately.
I'm getting it for you.
Thank you so much. I want that for my birthday.
Surprise.
Hey, you know what else I need to do? I need to make sure that you give me a call if you need some help with your real estate. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Email me at jim@freedonbusiness.com. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. It's not just our tagline. It's the truth. I only work with people that I can help. I don't take on a lot of assignments. In fact, I just before the show called somebody and said that their assignment wasn't for me. I did invite them for coffee to tell them exactly why and what I thought they could do to make their assignment a little better. But I focus and I get things done. Just sold Wynwood Yard. Did a great deal up in Dania Beach as well. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need some real estate capital. Maybe you just need some good ideas on your real estate deal. Been around for 35 plus years. So give me a call. In fact, today is the 35th anniversary of my MBA graduation.
Happy
from UF.
Annie.
Thank you so much. Hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Somebody actually
You're
told me they love
to
that.
Freed on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, well, Wanda, I told the truth that everybody loved that. I got a call about that ending that you put together for the All About You. I always like to say to my voice, but I got comments last week that people like it when you play that, so we're going to let that go.
All right.
I think it's great. So
where are we now?
Where are we? We're in Miami-Dade County, but I've been all over the state recently.
You have.
I have been traveling like a bandit.
You have been Facebook posting and all over the real estate world.
I do. And let me tell you, I've had some great times. Today on NPR, there was a great interview that they did with Nikki up at Gainesville. They did that. It was right before I interviewed her. So we broke the story first, but they had a longer interview. It doesn't matter. And then let's see, what else have we been doing? We've been doing real estate financing. I'm working on a couple of urban land transacciones. Some high-rise deals. It's a great core. It's got great characteristics. It's one of those things where I've got people that have owned land for a long time, made some real great improvements, and now they're willing to put the land into a deal at a good price. You say, well, why does that matter? A lot of people try to do what I call be a Miami real estate developer. They get this big cube of approvals and then try to sell all the cube of approvals. My friend is instead trying to sell his development site and team up with somebody who's smart and has a vision for the future and can get things done. And I, of course, know that person in one phone call made the deal happen.
Boom.
It's called a rocket. It's called a rifle shot. I do have a mic in here, but I didn't want to drop it and hurt anything. So, Wanda, you and Polo have been out and about. What has been going on? We had the doggy dating with Polo. What else has Polo been doing?
Well, Polo got a spider bite, so we've been recuperating a little bit, and I was a little under the weather for the last couple days, so we've just been kind of laying low, staying out of trouble.
Well, we got Supercar Saturday coming up again in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
This weekend is Passover. I'll be passing over again.
Passover lasts a whole week?
Passover is an 8-day holiday.
Okay.
Yeah. And make sure that way you eat enough matzah. They want to make sure you eat enough matzah to never go to the bathroom again.
And what can't you do? And like, is it sundown?
No, it's actually from sundown day one to sundown day eight. And you're not allowed to eat what they call chametz.
Okay.
Chametz, which is really, in for all intents and purposes, bread and bread products, wheat, that kind of stuff.
Can you do the electronic stuff?
Yeah, that's you can do that school? Except on the Sabbath. When it's a Sabbath, you can't do the electronic stuff. If I'm getting anything wrong, please hit me up on my Facebook page and tell
this
me.
This is an education for me.
I think I'm really doing right. What other things can I tell you about Passover?
So do you have special meals every day? Or
you have special meals. You have special content of the meals every day because of the dietary restrictions. And then you have special meals first 2 days, last 2 days. So you're supposed to have a special meal tonight. I'm going home tonight, but the special meal I'm having is the NFL draft.
That's not a meal.
I know it isn't, but it is a festival.
It is
indeed a festival. And so what you do is you Passover is a celebration of freedom. And
amen.
It is. It's a celebration of freedom. It's something we all should have. It's something we all aspire to. Perhaps not the mullahs.
It's a human right, really.
As is health care.
Yeah. That's a whole other story. There,
I know.
Jim.
We're
nice
not going to go there. Where
nice
the liberal show is. The liberal show was an hour ago.
Sneak that in.
I did sneak it in there. Well, everybody deserves good
do.
Things. They do.
It's
they
true.
Do deserve good health care. It is a human right, but that's a different show. So where was I? You know, I like the fact that you. Oh, let's talk about that for a second. So we're going to have that social media.
Your top 10 thing?
Yeah, webinar done by. It's. I was picked by the Content Funnel. It's really interesting how I met the person at Content Funnel. She was originally tweeting as at ICSC, and I went to the ICSC, and I didn't know anybody that was on Twitter. So I went, hey, yours, Miss ICSC, and it was great. It was great. We had the best time, and it was absolutely tremendous. And that's how I met Ms. ICSC and got to be one of the front runners of social media. But really what the radio show is really the leverage I have for social media, because the radio show is a hub for content creation and social media content. In fact, we're going to do some great content creation in the next half hour. We're going to talk all about Marcus & Millichap research, how investors can use that research to help them capitalize on their investments, where to look for those investments, how to invest. We've got a great guest, John Chang. He's a Senior VP, National Director of Real Estate Research. And I love talking to these research guys because that's how I got my start. My start was doing real estate research. I went to UF, got my MBA, and then I went to Orlando where I did studies for all kinds of resort-related retail, hotels.
Resort-related retail.
Right.
What is that?
What that is a people came up with a concept that when you like to go on vacation, you like to shop. 20 years ago, people didn't know that.
Well, so why is that different than any other retail place?
Well, you have more free time on your hands.
Oh.
You're more oriented towards having an open mind. Not necessarily.
Not like shopping at the airport?
Well, sometimes shopping at the airport isn't more expensive. But what this is it could be, for instance, value centers. There's value centers all over the country. In fact, the project I turned down was a value center because it was fully leased and I saw no upside. I don't like to do something if it doesn't have any upside.
Okay.
In fact, right now, retail is somewhat challenged, but the challenge provides opportunity. I'm sure we're going to talk about that with John. In fact, I know we are because I just wrote it down.
And he just called.
Retail.
Can't wait.
Challenges.
Stand by, John.
And misconceptions. See, John, this is the green room without even being in the green room. So we're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about that. I love talking to smart people about really cool things and about places I've never been. So maybe with John, we can talk a little bit more national. That'll be really cool. And you know, here we are in Miami. Let's talk about what drives Miami for a minute. There's always this great map that the Beacon Council put out. It's the same map that you look at when you look on the wall, and it's the flat map with the hemispheres. That map shows that Miami's right in the middle. If you look, Miami is right in the middle. And when you look at the arc of history, all the great cities, London,
Baltimore.
Well, yeah, Baltimore for you. New York.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know, all those places, they're all based on sea lines and trade. And so Miami's now in the middle of the trade and the sea lines. It's Miami's time. We'll talk to John about what he thinks about Miami and if it's time for Miami.
It's definitely Miami's time.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I've been waiting for a long time, but Miami, I've really seen a lot of change. In fact, I was recently going through my computer this morning.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Well, I'm just wondering what's going on with that stadium soccer thing.
You heard Grant Stern talking about it the hour before, slam and damn it.
I did.
You know, what the answer is that nobody knows yet. It's not finalized. It's not finished. Hopefully it'll happen. It's right there in the middle of the county. Be a great energy demand generator. It's a hole in the donut. When you go up in the air, you see that that's a place that the infrastructure actually can support new development of retail, office, all that stuff.
Okay.
It's a reverse commute for everybody.
All right.
I think it's a great location. I think you got great people there. You got a lot of money behind it. The structure, you know, people can debate whether the structure was right or wrong, but I think that when you have good sponsors, you're going to get the project. It's going to get done. It's going to be a world-class thing, and that's what Miami's all about. And the fact that they're talking about bringing in, even if it's just a rumor or just scuttlebutt, that they're talking about bringing in SoftBank or pitching SoftBank to put their Latin American headquarters there because the guy, one of the partners, is involved with SoftBank, I think that would be just tremendous. And that would move Miami right into the heart of the discussion because it would make Miami the Silicon Valley of Latin America, which it sort of already is, but we still need the real capital and VC.
Wait a minute. Miami, the Silicon Valley of Latin America?
Right.
What? Okay. Why not just the East Coast,
We would have all of them. Well, we're right in the middle. Why can't we be for everybody?
Exactly.
We have the NAP. Thank you,
Manny. For the Americas.
That's right. For the Americas. That's what we're all about here. We're all about internationality.
Yeah.
That's why all this sanctuary city stuff really gets my goat, because it's really bad for business.
Oh.
Imagine how many tourists aren't going to come here. They're already getting warned not to come here. But we don't talk about politics on this show.
Shh.
That's right. We're just
But we play some really awesome music.
We do play some awesome music. You love playing that music, don't you?
I do. Music makes me happy.
Do you got some good happy music coming up?
I do. You know what? I read something the other day. It said listening to sad music when you're sad can make you feel happy. I'm still trying to get my head around that. But I think that they said that it's sad enough because really happy music might make you irritated if you're sad. But if you're sad, it's kind of like you're already down there, so it can bring you up a little bit.
That's I don't know. Maybe what it is you connect with it, and it kind of gives you a commonality, and it makes you feel safe. The word being safe helps you feel less sad.
Researchers think it's because listening to happy, uplifting music can be irritating when you're feeling down. That's what
No doubt about that. I think listening to happy, upbeating music, though, is always good. I love listening to happy earlier. It always makes me feel upbeat, Walking on Sunshine, all our good songs that we like to play.
I know. They always make me happy.
I'm telling you, if you're really depressed, you should listen to music. You should relax in your car, but not too much.
And you should dance.
You should dance. I always like dancing.
You gotta move your body.
I do all that when you play the music. Mm-hmm. You can people watch it on Facebook Live. Jim Free Facebook page. See me dance. See
watch
me rock. See my
watch
funny face. See my funny t-shirt today. All right, Wanda, it's about that time, isn't it?
It sure is.
Let's go. Come complete. My home remains. You'll always pull me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes. No one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause. I love this song.
Jay Giles, baby.
Love Jay Giles Band. Love Jay Giles Band. You know who else I love? I love my friend Larry Zinn. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audis. Down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for not one, not two, not three, but 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. Halfway home, honey. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
I love listening to it.
They're hilarious. I love it.
On 880 The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, need real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a little advice on how to get it done? Having trouble getting across the finish line? I can help with that too. Been in the business for 35 years, done $3 billion plus in deals. I can help you with your house too. Just finished helping a friend who showed no good income and was having a trouble with his bank. We got that guy financed. We actually got him a bank loan. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you if you're having problems with your real estate capital. Why do you give me a call at 305-773-6300? Because when you call me,
it's all about you
and the home.
880.
Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, thank you, Wanda, as always. And we're here with another influencer in real estate. He's John Chang. He's the Senior Vice President, National Director of Research Services for Marcus & Millichap Real Estate Investment Services. He's based out in California. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, Jim. It's nice to be here.
Oh, listen, it's great to have you. How's it out on the left coast today?
It's beautiful. It's sunny. It's a great day out here.
It's always a great day here in Florida as well. Hey, listen, why don't we get started by setting the table? Tell me a little bit about yourself and Marcus & Millichap.
Sure. So let me start in with Marcus & Millichap, which is a brokerage company that helps investors buy and sell commercial real estate all over the North America. We're in U.S. and Canada. And really the key mission that we're trying to do to accomplish is help investors make better informed decisions so that they can create and preserve wealth. And we're working in all types of investment property, apartments, apartments, retail, office, industrial, hotel, self-storage, seniors housing, medical office, manufactured housing parks. Pretty much anything that's an investment type of property is something that our 2,000 salespeople across the country can help people with. As far as myself, I started in commercial real estate in the mid-90s when Marcus Millichap launched a research services team. And basically what we're trying to do is gather information from all over the country and all these different data sources and translate it into something usable by investors. And we do that through reports and analyses and webcasts and speaking engagements. And we make all of that information available to our clients and investors all over the country free of charge through our website.
Wow. So really what you do is you take all that data that's out there and you turn it into information people can use, and you know where to look and you know how to interpret it.
Yeah, exactly. I got a whole team of analysts and economists over here, and we sit down and we really try to look behind the numbers, right? There's so much data out there today and information that investors can tap into. What we're really trying to do is translate that into something that makes sense. We're trying to give you the story of why things are changing, not just give you the numbers. We're trying to talk about how certain aspects in a local market are going to evolve and what that does to the supply and demand for different types of real estate assets in those different metro areas.
You know, the fundamentals of real estate are really about blocking and tackling. They're really easy to figure out. They're always about finding places where you've got strong employment growth and strong population growth. What are some metros that you guys see coming along the way that have strong employment and or population growth, and why are those metros growing?
You know, that's actually probably the number one question I get from investors when I'm speaking at conferences and traveling around is really tied to where should I be looking, right? There's a lot of different dimensions out there. And in general, we're seeing this great movement in both in terms of population migration as well as job creation moving south and west across the country. So we're seeing markets, you know, including Orlando, Southeast Florida, Tampa, Atlanta, Charlotte, Nashville, all of Texas, Phoenix and Las Vegas, Salt Lake City is another one, that are doing very well. They're adding a lot of people there and creating a lot of jobs. In terms of why, there's a variety of factors. And as we were talking about earlier, the weather is certainly a key ingredient. And then tax structure plays into it as well. So we're seeing a lot of favorable trends. But one of the things that we think is happening that's very interesting is that the unemployment rate has fallen so low. It's down to 3.8%. And at this point, we have over 7 million job openings in the country and only just over 6 million people looking for work. So we have a labor shortage. And because of that, companies who used to try to recruit and bring people back to their headquarters to work, the companies are now really looking at where are the people, where do they want to live, where is it more affordable, where's a great cost structure for people to enjoy their lives, and they're putting more business opportunities and offices into those metros in order to employ people. So rather than trying to drag everybody into, you know, Chicago or New York, a lot of companies are moving to Dallas or Austin or Orlando, for that matter, and opening offices there to tap that local labor force that is so hard to recruit these days.
Wow, that's actually a fabulous insight. And I've got to believe that impacts every aspect of the real estate business. How is this impacting the performance of real estate?
Well, it's really been positive. You see, when you get that much job creation, so for example, Orlando, I love Orlando right now because their job growth is at 3.6%. That's the fastest pace of growth in the country. They're adding about 45,000 jobs over the last year. They have some great population movement. And so Orlando real estate is tightening up quite a bit. In fact, like apartment vacancy rates are down under 4% in Orlando right now. And you can see this demand drivers really pushing there. We're seeing a lot more construction going in there as well. So you're going to have the supply side moving as much as you see the demand drivers. But it's really creating a lot of unique opportunities for investors out there because there's so much going on. Now, if you look at another market, say Dallas, which has been going, it's been on fire for over 10 years now. They're adding over 100,000 jobs every year. They have some huge employment growth, but they have massive construction offsetting that. So just to put it in perspective, last year, about 23,000 new apartments were built in the Dallas metro. Actually, almost 24,000. But almost all of those got filled, right? So your vacancy rate in Dallas is in the mid-5% range, and it's just been going crazy. It's been so strong. But you have this parity between supply and demand for apartments in Dallas, and you see that happening across all the different sectors, whether you're looking at office or industrial. You're seeing all of this momentum come together, and builders and developers have been racing to put new supply into some of these markets to keep up with that demand.
You know, we've really seen a circumstance in my 35 years in real estate that we haven't seen before, and that's that usually you're going to see an up and down, an up and down, an up and down in the different markets. Call it a market cycle. They used to say it was all at the same time. Now they recognize that each product type has a different market cycle. But overall and in general, we've been in a 10-year economic expansion that's just been, you know, is now a record. I don't want to ask you how long you think this is going to go on. What I'd rather ask is what kind of strategy should an investor have to have in place should they think that they need to be playing some defense?
Well, diversification is a big piece of it. And it's not just different markets. It's different property types. So if you think about what's happened a while ago when we have hurricanes in Florida, right? If you have all your eggs in that basket, you're risking having all of your assets be hit at one time. Likewise, if you're focused entirely on just one property type, you may hit a situation where you have a hard time filling all of your units or all of your space because of what's happening in a specific segment of the market. For example, when the price of oil dropped, investors in Houston face some real challenges there, especially office space in the tech corridor. So if you're lined up all with all of your investments in one market or one particular property type, you face a lot of risk. And if you can diversify that and get it out into other markets or other property types, you can balance your portfolio and your risk of real estate a lot better and really open up some different opportunities as well.
Is that possible for some of the smaller real estate investors? How big do you recommend somebody have an equity portfolio to really be able to geographically diversify?
You know, it's really not that significant in the realm of commercial real estate investment. Even a small to mid-sized private investor, maybe with, you know, $2 or $3 million of assets that they control, could get into a diversification opportunity, especially if they're using leverage. They may have, initially, they may focus in one metro, and then as they build equity in some of those assets, they can turn them over and re-leverage. We have interest rates that just came back down again, so it's a great opportunity to do that. And there's a lot of people who've built up equity over the last 10 years. 12 years even, that can be leveraged and put back to work. So even a mid-sized private investor, maybe with a few assets in one market or two markets, may look at some different options across different property types or even markets.
John, this has been great. I still haven't had a chance to ask you about the different, go deep dive on different product types, things to watch that are coming up. Do you have time to spend another segment with us, another few minutes?
Yeah, I'd love to. That sounds great.
Oh, awesome. Well, listen, Wanda's going to take it away. We're going to have one more segment. We're going to talk to all about all kinds of good real estate investing stuff with John. John is the Senior VP of the National Director of Research Services for Marcus & Millichap. I want to thank our friends at Marcus & Millichap for allowing John to appear on our show. John, thanks for sticking with us. Everybody, we'll be right back with more from John as soon as Wanda gets her music up.
If I could touch your body, I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion.
Oh, you're having fun today, aren't you, Wanda?
You know the thing about this George Michael album that I love so much? It looks like he's smelling his armpit. If you look at the cover, it just looks like he's smelling his armpit. But it's kind of sexy, armpit smelling. It's George Michael.
It's George Michael. Hey, but everybody, we're not talking armpits here. We're talking cars.
No.
We're talking cars. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, why'd you bring up an armpit of all things?
Because I'm looking at George Michael.
Oh, my God. Well, can ladies see other things when they look at George Michael?
Well, so do guys.
Okay, stop it. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. You know, I can't wait to go up there. I love the Audi store up there. It was great. And down in Key West, we're going, Wanda. Down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they come with the Warren Henry advantage always. I started to go ahead of myself. What's the Warren Henry advantage? You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and of course, that personal assistant that you get for 4 years that my mom continues to drive crazy. So you can call that person for anything, anytime, by the way. You should join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Of course, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
You've heard of Grubhub, DoorDash, and Bite Squad. Now there's the newest, most convenient food delivery service ever, Ambulance. Ambulance not only delivers high-sodium, high-fat content fast food to people who never want to leave their sofa, they wait around for the impending heart attack and take you to the hospital.
After my 4 cheeseburgers, 3 orders of fries, and 2 milkshakes, I had a massive coronary. They got me to the hospital, got me released in 2 hours. I was back home that night binge-watching Netflix with a dozen tacos.
We deliver fast food to you and you to the hospital fast. We are an ambulance.
That's 880. The
service.
Biz.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome service there.
Oh, yeah.
We got
better than Grubhub.
All right.
That's great. That's just absolutely great. And hey, if you need real estate capital, give me a call. You heard John talk about all the equity buildup. I can help you pull some of that equity out. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're going to go fast, Wanda. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
We're back. We're on with John Chang. He's the Senior Vice President and National Director of Research Services for Marcus & Millichap. I want to thank our friends at Marcus & Millichap for letting John be on our show. And John, heads up, we've only got about 6 minutes, so you're going to do the lightning round.
Right on.
All right. I'm going to give you a product type. You're going to tell me what you think, and I want to make sure. I want to start off with retail. What the heck? Retail evolving. Tell me more about retail.
You know, retail has been hit with bad headlines, right? We have retail apocalypse. People are talking about Sears closing, Toys R Us, and all of these different well-known brands that are closing down. But what they're not talking about is a reinvention of the sector.
Yes.
We see a lot of retailers that were started out on the internet and are now filling space in retail centers. We see growth in restaurants. We see growth in services and health clubs and entertainment. So on one hand, you have all this bad news, which is really hurting sentiment for retail. But on the other side of the equation, if you just take away all the news headlines and look at the numbers and the math, retail's doing very, very well. You get vacancy rates for multi-tenant retail centers about 6% right now on a national average, which is on par with where we were at the height of the last cycle in 2007. When you look at the rents, they're back up to where they were before the recession. Everything's pretty much recovered and back in alignment with where it was, and we can see a lot of growth potential because consumption's up and people have money in their pockets due to wage growth and a good job climate.
Yeah, plus it's a place where people come together and have fun, for crying out loud. That's what they're really looking for.
It's been amazing. I went to a conference and I talked to a lot of new ideas in terms of restaurants and entertainment and activities, and really retail center is transforming fantastic locations into a destination for engaging with other people. And it's growing and it's evolving. It's moving past shopping for product, and it's really moving more towards connecting between different people.
That's tremendous. Let's talk about connecting with different people at work. What's going on with office, and boy, is that changing.
Yeah, office has been on this kind of really slow trend of improvement. It gets better and better each year, but it's not moving dramatically. And that's because people aren't working and using space the way they used to. There's a lot more interactive and collaborative space being built, and there's more people telecommuting. So office demand has been slower to grow than we would have thought. But the good news is that development has been very slow as well. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of companies that are moving office locations to where the people are. So if you look specifically at unique submarkets, especially walkable suburban office where they're surrounded by retail and there's housing in the area, those are doing particularly well. And that's a great entry point of investments for private investors in particular, because a lot of the times they tend to be smaller properties that just happen to be in a very good location, and they're doing very well.
Wow. You should come here and watch Wynwood grow. I mean, Wynwood has started out as a bunch of warehouses, and now they're bringing retail and residential and then office and hotel. It's just amazing to watch it come out of nowhere. We've only got a couple minutes left. Throw a little something at self-storage. Everybody loves that for investors. What do you think about self-storage?
Self-storage has had a huge wave of construction over the last couple of years, but it's starting to pull back because construction costs have risen dramatically and construction lending has tightened. So we're still seeing a little bit of upward pressure on vacancy rates because of that construction, but it's one of those things where if you know the local market, you have a big advantage. If you know where those new facilities are coming in, you can move around those and invest into properties that are not going to be impacted by that new construction nearly as much. It's really a smaller property type, but it's doing very well. We're seeing a lot of investors sell out of apartments at very low cap rates and move into self-storage because it has less management requirement and it's generating a much stronger yield.
Well, John, we only have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to skip the other product types. I know you guys are the deans of the apartment stuff. We hit apartments pretty hard. I really want to talk about what you see as Miami's place in the market. We only got, like I said, about a minute, minute and a half. Then we're going to need to wrap up, so you're going to have to come back.
Fantastic. You know, Miami's been doing really well. It kind of saw a good wave when South America, the South American economies were doing particularly well. And then they retreated a little bit and South Florida, Southeast Florida, eased a little bit. So we're still seeing good population growth. We're still seeing good job creation. But our real estate cycle there has started to shift over a little bit. It has the potential that it could turn back around, and it hasn't gotten too soft. It's really eased up a little bit from the hefty acceleration we were seeing earlier, but it's still looking pretty good.
I need you to come here and share your data with me. You're talking a little bit of condo overhang, but the market down here is absolutely white hot in virtually every segment. We need to talk off the air, John.
You bet.
Oh, my God. You're terrific. I loved having you on the show. How'd we do, Wanda?
You did wonderful. Now wrap it up.
Okay, I'm wrapping it up. John, gotta have you back. Thanks to you and the team for putting John on. We had John Chang. He's the Senior VP and National Director of Research Services for Marcus and Malachap, making me smarter. We also talked about doggy dating with Wanda.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I want everybody to, first of all, I want to give a shout out to the first responders. I did say thank you to John, didn't I?
Thank him again, yes.
John, thank you, thank you. All right. Hey, I want to give a shout out to the first responders. Thanks for listening. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Carlson Integrated, the NFL Alumni Association, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But above all, I want to thank you, my listener. That is correct. Without you, my listener, I wouldn't have a radio show. Thank you so much for giving me your attention today and sharing a couple of laughs with Wanda and I, and maybe learning something to help you get along in life. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. Thank you, Becca, for doing the website. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, ASAP. This is Jim Fried for
Fried
on.
And back on Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
That's right. We're all rebroadcast on Tuesdays at 6. Thank you, Wanda. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us at 8 on. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Oh, it's going to be a great show. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds the excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
On 880 The Biz.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute.